At the top of the news today in Maine is the storm that has brought snow, wind, and rugged driving to the state, especially to coastal sections. Ed Morin has the details.
The familiar sound of plows today as a nor'easter brings dry, powdery snow to the state with highest totals along the coast. Today's storm has made for some hazardous driving with several crashes reported on the Maine Turnpike. The speed limit along the toll highway was reduced to 45 miles per hour and to 40 on I-295. Maine Department of Transportation spokesman Ted Talbot.
This is an all-snow event and very light that helps with plowing. But, of course, with the light snow and with the wind blowing, you have that reduced visibility. So please be careful. Anyone who's on the road today, if you have to be, allow a whole lot of extra time.
Things should be winding down in western Maine between 7 and 10 o'clock. Bangor could see some improvements by 9 or 10 o'clock, with coastal downy sections hanging on until midnight or a little later. The storm should pretty well be over for the entire state by sunrise. As far as projected totals are concerned, 12 to 18 inches in southern York County, at least a foot in Portland over to Bar Harbor and points down east, moving away from the coast. Folks in Lewiston, Auburn, and over to Augusta should expect 8 to 12 inches, 4 to 8 inches in the western foothills, 6 to 10 inches in Bangor and northern Washington County, with 2 to 4 inches in Aroostook County. Forecasters say there's the potential that an even stronger storm will hit Maine Sunday night into Monday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ed Morin.